Until We Meet Again, by President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Leave it alone. My friend's world was shattered. He had lost his wife. If you suffer from worry, from grief or shame, or jealousy or disappointment or envy, from self-recrimination or self-justification, consider this lesson taught to me many years ago by a patriarch. He was as saintly a man as I have ever known. He grew up in a little community with a desire to make something of himself. He struggled to get an education. He married his sweetheart, and presently everything was just right. He was well employed, with a bright future. They were deeply in love, and she was expecting their first child. The night the baby was to be born, there were complications. The only doctor was somewhere in the countryside, tending to the sick. Finally, the doctor was located. In the emergency, he acted quickly and soon had things in order. The baby was born, and the crisis, it appeared, was over. Some days later, the young mother died from the very infection that the doctor had been treating at another home that night. John's world was shattered. Everything was not right now. Everything was all wrong. He had lost his wife. He had no way to tend both the baby and his work. As the weeks wore on, his grief festered. "That doctor should not be allowed to practice," he would say. "He brought that infection to my wife. If he had been careful, she would be alive today." He thought of little else, and, in his bitterness, he became threatening. One night a knock came at his door. A little girl said simply, "Daddy wants you to come over. He wants to talk to you." Daddy was the stake president. This spiritual shepherd had been watching his flock and had something to say to him. The counsel from that wise servant was simply, "John, leave it alone. Nothing you do about it will bring her back. Anything you do will make it worse. John, leave it alone." He struggled in agony to get hold of himself, and finally he determined that whatever else the issues were, he should be obedient. Obedience is powerful spiritual medicine. It comes close to being a cure-all. He determined to follow the counsel of that wise spiritual leader. He would leave it alone. "Then," he told me, "it was not until I was an old man that I could finally see a poor country doctor, overworked, underpaid, run ragged from patient to patient, with little medicine, no hospital, few instruments, struggling to save lives, and succeeding for the most part." He had come in a moment of crisis when two lives hung in the balance and had acted without delay. "I was an old man," he repeated, "before I finally understood. I would have ruined my life," he said, "and the lives of others." Many times he had thanked the Lord on his knees for a wise spiritual leader who counseled simply, "John, leave it alone." End of Until We Meet Again by President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by Pat Murray.